The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
You've just heard Radio London go off there. What do you think?
Yes. I think it's ridiculous, really.
Why?
Well,
do you listen to it much?
Yes.
What are you going to do
all
now?
The time. I don't know. I suppose I listen to the BBC instead, you know.
I'm not going to listen to BBC because I don't plug any good records.
We're never going to have to listen to BBC. It's bound to be dead.
Teenagers 50 years ago lamenting the demise of Big L, Pirate Radio London. In this podcast, David Lloyd presents a special edition of Radio Moments commemorating the Marine Etc. Broadcasting Offences Act, which came into force half a century ago this week. Hello, I'm Trevor Dan with another edition of the weekly podcast from radiotoday.co.uk. But will we soon be radiotoday.radio? Well, like you, we can bid for that domain name when all the dot radios are released next week. To find out more about this, I've been talking to Alan Artero from the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union. He's leading the project on behalf of radio businesses all around the world from his office in Geneva, Switzerland. His job title is Dot Radio TLD Manager.
Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Alan, can I start by asking you, what is a TLD?
Yes. Dot Radio is a new top-level domain. The top-level domain are such like .com, .org, .net, so you know very well. So it's the very right end of the domain name. So when you type your address, it's www.something.com. So the .com is really the top-level domain.
Why is the EBU organizing and running the launch of Dot Radio?
In fact, initially, we launched this project to avoid Dot TV scheme. So we wanted to avoid our members to be faced to speculators on cyber squatting. So initially, we make this project to protect their interest. But we really understand very quickly that it was not possible to limit this to our members. So we decided to make it much broad. And then we make a project for the whole radio community to ensure that everyone in the world from the radio community can benefit from dot radio domains without to be faced to people buying domains to make money, in fact. So it is a way to drive a TLD, not in a commercial way.
So I can apply because I'm a radio professional. I can apply if I'm a radio station. I can apply, I guess, if I'm just an internet radio stream. How are you going to decide who gets which domain name?
This is well documented because we don't want to decide on a case by case who will get this domain or this one. In fact, there will be some priority as described on www.nic.radio. The different categories are listed by priorities. So the first priority is for the trademarks related to radio. Then there is Union of Broadcasters, the broadcast radio, then the internet radio, then the radio amateur, then the radio professionals, the radio-related companies, and then there is the language, which I can explain a little bit more. So in fact, if someone wants a domain, we will first look in which category he is. And for instance, a typical case is if a broadcast radio wants a domain and also an internet radio wants the same domain. In this case, it is quite simple. On what has been decided, the broadcast radio will have the priority to get the string. Then for the others case, it will be quite simple also because, for instance, for radio amateurs, it's really some special case, and they need to have to use their call sign as a domain. So it will be, if they want a domain as a radio amateur, they will have to use their call sign dot radio. Because it is very specific string, there will be no risk to have conflicts with others. The same for radio professionals, they will have to use first name, last name. So, of course, maybe some people may have the same names or similar names, but I think it will be quite easy to sort it out.
So what will you do, Alan, if you've got two, three or possibly more stations that are all using the same name? You know, if you've got a KISS.radio, that's maybe coming from different countries. How will you decide which one of those gets the main domain?
Okay, so what we are going to do is first to look at the type of radios. For instance, there will be some international radio, national radio, regional radio, local radio. So if there is an international radio named KISS.radio, requesting KISS.radio, and if there are also two other applicants, one local and one regional, in fact, the international will get the domain. It remains the case when, for instance, there are only national radio and they all want the same string also. So in this case, what we are going to do is trying to help all the applicants through mediation or suggestion and so on to try to make everyone happy with some derivation of the initial request. So we will try to help them to find a solution. In case they can't find a solution with a different modified request, then it could be that if they are all happy with this, that we organize an auction. But if one is not okay, then it could be that the domain is not allocated to anyone.
Alan, when does this process start? You know, if I'm desperate to get Trevor.radio, when do I have to apply to you?
First, you can't apply for Trevor.radio. You should use Trevor-dan.radio just to identify you correctly. Okay.
Right.
So the start will be from the 23rd of August. So you will have 70 days. It will end on the 31st of October this year to request your domain. It's not a first come first serve, so it means that you can apply at the last day, and we will consider all the requests during this period of time. So the different categories, the priority within the broadcast radio, and so on, to ensure that most of the cases are solved. Of course, there will be maybe some remaining issues that we will keep on working after even the end of the launch. But we expect that most of the cases are solved, because you have also to understand that maybe some of the radio with the same name, like KISS, for instance, maybe they won't all came during the launch, which is a pity, but it would be good if everyone comes. But we expect that some will miss the launch, unfortunately. So it means that maybe the number of cases will be not the maximum.
Well, Alan Artero, good luck with this. It's a great initiative. I'm sure a lot of people will be very interested. Thank you for talking about it on the Radio Today program today.
Yeah, thank you. And if anyone has some questions, they can contact me through the website nick.radio or through my email address, like contact@register.radio, and I will be very happy to answer to any questions.
That address again is nick.radio. That's nic.radio. Let's have the latest Radio Today news now. Here's Stu Clarkson.
Thank you, Trevor. The 50th anniversary of the Marine Offences Act's been marked this week with a series of specials involving boats, of course. BBC Essex was live from one, while Radio Caroline also held various events. Not long now till that returns on medium wave, legally this time. More to come on the MOA's 50th with David Lloyd in just a moment. Meanwhile, Dave Cash got the send-off he wanted by having his ashes scattered off the LV18. Johnny Walker poured Dave's ashes into the sea while his widow Sarah threw roses. Dave died last October, aged 74. 10 BBC local radio stations will lose at least one AM transmitter from next January, as listeners are encouraged to tune in on FM, DAB, Freeview or online instead. BBC Radio Sussex, Surrey, Humberside, Wiltshire, Nottingham, Kent and Lincolnshire will no longer be accessible on AM, while BBC Radio Devon, Lancashire and Essex will each lose a transmitter. Jack FM Berkshire is rebranding as Sam FM Thames Valley from the 4th of September. The service is now DAB only after The Breeze took over Jack's old 107 frequency in Reading this week. It means Oxford is now the only place in the UK where you can get the Jack brand on FM. BBC Radio 1 Extra is celebrating its 15th birthday this week with a day of time Travel. It's dedicating an hour to each year from 2002 to 2017, playing music from that year as well as archive clips from the station's output. Radio 2 is getting ready to rock for the August bank holiday. On the Monday, the schedule features a number of specials dedicated to the genre, including Tony Blackburn on Women in Rock, Brian Adams hosting a couple of hours, Alice Cooper in conversation with Johnny Walker, and late night rock shows from Rick Wakeman and David Rodigan. Radio's got at least two folk from our industry to cheer on in this year's Strictly. Key 103 Breakfast's Gemma Atkinson and Radio 4 Saturday Live presenter Reverend Richard Coles are among the celebs taking part in the BBC show through the autumn. And a new service is launched this week aimed at helping radio stations find presenters who are available to provide voice-tracked programmes. Founded by presenters Paul Hayes and Michael Blades, who are both themselves regular voice trackers, Voice Tracker Hub gives presenters with home studios or access to a studio a place to be listed for a fee. And that's it for this week. There's more news of interest to people in radio every single day at radiotoday.co.uk.
Thank you, Stuart Clarkson. David Lloyd's along in a tick with some flowers in his hair, remembering 1967.
Phone calls, social media, SMS, email, codec control and visualisation through the same interface. Phone box from Broadcast Bionics. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
David Lloyd's Radio Moment.
It's 50 years since teenagers across the land faced their favourite music stations being closed down by government. Some of the offshore pirates gave up before the law was passed, but a few hung on until they too said farewell on August the 14th, 1967.
Soon, very soon now, the senior DJ on the Comet will line up the national anthem for the last time and aboard our very brave wee ship lying off the Fife coast. And when the signal is put over to the radio engineer, end of transmissions, that will be the last sound ever to be heard from Radio Scotland. I'm sitting all alone in the studio here, and the hands on the clock are simply racing away, round and round and round. Oh dear, if there was only a way to stop it and to go back to New Year's Eve, 1965. Now, while the last record was on, I looked around the studio in a nostalgic mood, because it's quiet here, and I heard the voices of the many, many artists who came in to entertain us, from Max Bygraves to Jimmy Logan, Julie Rogers, Willie Starr, Larry Marshall, Charlie Sim, and a host of other people. Well, they're all away now, and the studio is quiet.
Well, we have exactly 60 seconds left, so I haven't said my goodbyes yet. Well, you already know my sentiments. I'm going to miss you one hell of a lot. And from me, Rusty, I hope maybe someday soon, in the not-too-distant future, we'll meet on the air again very, very soon. This is Radio 270, broadcasting on 1115 kilocycles in the medium wave band. The time is 1.5 minutes before midnight, and we're now closing down.
A month of nights, a year of days, October's drifting into May's. I set my sail when the tide comes in, I just cast my fate to the wind.
They're stealing the copyright and paying no money for it. They're playing records that musicians have recorded and giving them no money for it. They're endangering the ship-to-shore radio, and there's a real risk that distress at sea might not be reported because of the inadequate fumbling handling of equipment. The pirates are a menace, and I don't believe at all that the public wouldn't support action to enforce the law in the interests of all these people whom I've mentioned.
You're listening to the final minutes in the life of Radio London and to the voices of DJs, past and present.
Some mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It was just 3 years ago this month that the idea for Radio London was born. As one listener put it, the world will get by without Big L.
Wonderful Big L.
But I'm not sure that it will be a better place.
Once you accept an area of illegality, you cannot control that area, and one illegality follows another. We condone pirates, then we accept the possibility of hijackers and everything that follows from that. But they are also interfering in the general radio ability and range of international countries, and complaints have been made from abroad. Radio London.
This is Keith Skews saying goodbye. During the past 3 years, the pace and interest in radio has more than trebled, and the sales of radios have quadrupled.
Hello, Big L listeners. Kenny Everett here. Big L will always be remembered as the fantastic radio station it is today because it's being chopped up at its prime, and anything that happens like that usually is remembered for years and years and years.
Wonderful Big L, wonderful Radio London.
Look, you just heard Radio London go off there. What do you think?
Yes, I think it's ridiculous, really.
Why?
Well,
do you listen to it much?
Yes.
What are you
going to
do
all
now?
The time. I don't know. I suppose listen to the BBC instead, you know.
I'm not going to listen to BBC because I don't plug any good records.
We're never going to have to listen to the BBC. It's bound to be dead.
A sister of offshore commercial radio has just gone off the air. Radio London on 266. This is Robbie Dale, and I've just been listening to the last few minutes of Radio London's transmission. I've just heard her close down, and this is the time when Caroline would like to say thank you to Radio London and all the staff and DJs for the service that they have given you over the past 2.5 years. We are now alone, but we will survive.
Caroline, Caroline.
Radio Caroline would like to extend its thanks to Mr. Harold Wilson and his Labour government for at last, after over 3.5 years of broadcasting, recognising this station's legality. It's right to be here. It's right to be broadcasting to Great Britain and the continent. It's right to give the music and service to the peoples of Europe, which we have been doing since Easter Sunday, 1964. And we, in turn, recognize your right as our listener to have freedom of choice in your radio entertainment, and, of course, that Radio Caroline belongs to you.
And there are a lot of people along the coast tonight who are flashing their headlamp cigarettes. Very, very nice to see you. You've made us more happy, and I couldn't think it was possible, but you have made us more happy than we are already.
This is the story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool...
So there was Robbie and myself, two DJs, a newsreader called Ross Brown, who we said to him, do you think you could DJ a show? He said, well, I'll have a go. So I thought, we got 2.5 DJs to run this radio station. So I said to Robbie, well, listen, I'll go on and do up to 6 o'clock. You come in, do your normal show. I'll come on at 9 and we'll meet up before midnight and do the announcement, which is what we did. And we actually had journalists and photographers in the studio to record the moment. And they discovered it was going to be legal for them to do that as long as they were off pretty soon after midnight.
Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom.
As the weeks went by after August the 14th, the morale on the ship was really bad. The daily tender, that had all gone. We were getting a tender once a week, maybe less than that if the seas were bad. So we felt very cut off and very isolated. We knew Radio 1 was going to start. The winter was really bad in 67. So I decided, I heard this record called The Ballad of the Green Berets by Sergeant Barry Sadler, which was a pro-Vietnam War propaganda record. And I thought, I wonder what's on the B-side. And I turned it over and it was the instrumental track. And I just loved the way it kind of built up and built up and built up. And I thought, I'm going to write something, a positive dream. So I remember it took all night long to write the words and then rewrite them and change them. And it became known as Man's Fight for Freedom.
London's skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over.
free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
Cheers, David. Do watch out for the Book of Radio Moments, which is published next month. You can pre-order it now at Amazon, should you wish to do that kind of thing, or you could buy it in a bookshop which pays its taxes. Ooh, bit of politics for you there. That's it anyway for this edition of Radio Today's weekly podcast. It was a TDC production. I've been Trevor Dan, and I'll have more next week. Cheerio.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.